Thank you for calling United Crane and Rigging. To reach the front desk, press 1. For sales, press 2. For a warehouse, press 3. For deliveries, press 4. To speak to Kim, press 5. Or to reach an operator, press... United.
Hi, I just got a phone call about a few minutes ago.
Yeah, is this Nico?
Yes, this is Nico. Is this Kim?
Yes.
Hi, Kim. How you doing today?
Good. I'm returning your call. She had left me a message last week.
Yeah. I left you a message. It was in regards to some financing you'd done in the past, but my company that I work for, Bank of Cardiff, we had mailed out to you a finance offer in regards to your lending history with them. So I was just trying to follow up with you, see if you have any needs for financing right now.
Well, I am in the process of trying to do the financing. I did talk to Dakota Financial, but they want 40% down.
40%? Okay. What type of equipment are you looking at then?
Well, that was at that point, I was looking at a pre-owned 50-ton boom truck, which was, they wanted, it was like $140,000 down. But now I'm working with somebody else on the financing to purchase a new one for like $530,000.
Yeah, but are they doing, a down payment as well?
Yeah, but not a 40%.
Because 40% sounds a little ridiculous.
That's insane.
I know.
I told them that I can do like $50,000 down, but they were saying that, $50,000, but then I also have to cover the taxes, which may end up being like $80,000.
Okay, Kim, we offer equipment financing and working capital loans, so I'm pretty sure that we can help you out in this type of situation, especially if, you're not trying to, maximize costs. Of course, you want to minimize costs right now.
Right.
Do you have a few minutes to talk right now?
Not really. My dad is here right now. I got to call a cab for him and stuff, and I got little things to do. But the financing, no. I mean, I'm not looking to pay crazy financing.
No. Our equipment financing loans, we usually, it's like a typical, traditional loan. We have 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payments, and our rates don't go like through the roof. We typically have mid-single digit rates and things like that. And we don't require a down payment, which is nice.
Oh, that's definitely nice. So, I'm looking at something that's like $530,000. I mean, do you go that high?
Yeah, we should be able to go that high for you.
But my credit's not great because the only credit like history that I really have is the refinance with the crane years ago. And then I have pulled money back out of it again. And that's one of the issues because I don't have like a large purchase with a credit history. And then, I have these tax liens that I'm in a payment plan for with the IRS. Like, I'm in a payment plan. I've been in a payment plan for like 8 months now.
Okay. Well, Kim, if you want to reschedule a phone call where you have more time to talk about it, because I know you're kind of strapped for time right now, I'm sure we can do something like that. We're over here on the West Coast, here in San Diego. So if you want to have like a phone call maybe tomorrow, would that work out better?
Yeah. Why don't you call me tomorrow, like after 2 o'clock?
After 2 o'clock? Okay. That should work out perfectly then.
Okay, great. And then, I don't know if you want to email me what you'd be looking for from me, like document-wise, then I can send it back to you. Because I don't want to start pulling my credit with everybody. I'd rather show you my current credit report, my tax returns. And if you think it's doable, really doable, then we can pull it. I don't want to start pulling my credit and lower my score for no reason.
No, that sounds reasonable. Here, you know what we can do, Kim? Do you have like 3 or 4 minutes?
Yeah.
Just to talk? Okay. Let me give you to one of my senior reps right here. He can explain everything that's more in depth, and I'm sure that, we can help each other out here.
Okay.
His name's Sam. Let me get him real quick for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, here he is. Hi, is this Kim?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm well. This is Sam. So Nico tells me that you guys are looking at a crane right now?
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Hold on a second. Hold on. Hey, Frank. I'm actually on the phone. Can I call you right back? Okay, thank you. Bye. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, no problem, no problem. Did you have a couple minutes to talk? I can always schedule a time to give you a call.
Well, we were originally going to reschedule it for tomorrow, but then he said if I had just a couple minutes, because I was saying if you want to email me what you're going to need to look at from me, because I don't want to pull my credit right now. I'd rather you look at my current credit report, my tax returns, whatever you need. If you really think it's doable, then we could pull my credit. I don't want to lower my score for no reason.
Sure,
oh,
no, that,
goodness.
That
I'm
makes
sorry.
A lot
hold
of
on,
sense.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello? Hi.
To get everything in, you can literally just send her the app with everything.
No. It should be tomorrow because she paid it today. So she has a confirmation number, so tomorrow they could reinstate it.
She says she was in the talks with a few other places.
Yeah.
Well.
I mean, unless, I don't know if she was able to get it to today with a confirmation number, but I would say tomorrow. Can you call Maricela, because I'm on the line and I don't know, she was the one who paid it this morning and she's the one who called with a confirmation number, so she'll know if it's today or tomorrow. Okay, because I'm not trying to rush you off, I'm on the line. You have Maricela's number, right? All right, let me text her, I'll call you right back. Oh my goodness, I'm sorry.
No problem.
Yeah, so like that's what I'm saying. If I can show you my tax returns, I'll show you my credit business report, my personal business my personal credit report, and then you know, my 6 month thing, whatever you're gonna need from me. But
sure.
Like I said, I really don't want to start pulling my credit for no reason.
No, absolutely, I understand. What we can do is we can just take a look at kind of like the initial paperwork, get an idea of where your credit lies, and if there's something there viable. Then we can go ahead and move forward. So
okay.
I can keep this really simple for you, Kim. I know you're busy. So I just have a couple basic questions, and then I can send you all the information we need. So have you found the specific crane that you're looking for yet?
Yeah, we're actually considering, because I'm working with another guy that has, like, a lender, but, like, he wants to, like, do the truck portion of it, and then they'll build it. So I'm basically trying to build it right now, because I was trying to do a pre-owned, and then now he's saying with the bank and everything else, I should just go brand new.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. And do you have an idea of what the ballpark total cost of that's going to be?
$530.
$530, okay.
Yeah, plus tax.
Okay, and how about, what do you guys do yearly for your top-line revenue, so your gross annual sales?
Well, last year, I think we did 2.2, but this year, so far, I'm at 2.4.
Oh, wow, trending up. Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And then how about, do you know where about your personal credit lies? Is it good?
Well, I mean, it should be, I can refresh it in 10 days. It should go back up, because I think one of my cards was, like, up there, so now I paid it. So I have two of mine are 684, and then the other one is 606, which is kind of crazy. But I'm hoping that it goes back up. But I don't know why that one was lower than the rest.
Yeah, sometimes some utilization factors kind of factor differently depending on what reporting agency you're with. So if you have a card that you paid a balance off, it might significantly affect that.
Yeah, I think it was the TransUnion one was the one that was low. I have the reports and stuff. I mean, if you want to email me or give me your email address, I can send it back to you and you can look at it.
Well, yeah, I tell you what, what's a good email address?
Oh, Equifax. I'm sorry. Experian is 683, Equifax is 606, and TransUnion was 684.
Okay.
But I'm thinking that maybe one of them was reporting a higher limit or something, but I did, you know, pay some of them down, so I'm thinking it should go up.
Sure, sure. Well, you know, for the time being, let's just go forward and we'll take a look at the tax return, the bank statements, and then the information on the actual piece of equipment, and I can give you some initial feedback on if I think we're going to have something, and we won't touch your credit until we know that there is something in place for you.
Okay, now I have tax liens, payroll tax liens from years ago, but I'm in a payment plan.
Oh, perfect.
With the IRS. I've been in a payment plan for like 6 or 8 months, so, and I've been making the payments.
Okay, yeah, as long as there's a payment plan in place, we're able to get something in place for you. Now, are you the 100% owner of the business?
Yes.
Okay, all right, excellent. So I'll tell you what I'll do, since I know you're pressed for time. I'm going to send you an email right now with, you know, the preliminary pieces of information we would need to see if there's something feasible. So what is a good email address I can send it to you at?
Kim, K-I-M.
Okay.
At United, U-N-I-T-E-D. Rigging, R-I-G-G-I-N-G, NY.com.
NY.com, okay. And how soon were you looking to bring the crane on?
ASAP, I mean, but
okay.
the the avenue that we've been going now, because they don't have the ones that I'm looking for built in stock. So now they're talking about building one for me, which would take about a month or two. But I need to get, like, the credit approved in, like,
sure.
a week or two so they could start building.
Okay, absolutely. All right, so what I'll do, Kim, is I'll send you an email right now. It'll just have, you know, what I need from you to actually see if we're going to be able to do something for you. It seems
Perfect.
Like, you know, if your credit is up in the upper 600s, we should be able to get it in.
Okay.
But I'll send you the email. Just send us back the tax statements, the bank, or the tax return and the bank statements, and any information you have about the crane, and we'll
okay.
be able to give you some feedback.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks a lot, Kim.
Okay, bye.